B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Dalad. We're going to continue the previous sugya. We're going to start on Daf Gimel, Amud Beis at the bottom. We saw in the previous Gemara a machlokes between Abaye and Rava regarding how wide the amos have to be. How long is an amo? And we saw that there were halachic ramifications to that in Hilchas Sukkah, in Hilchas Movuy, and in Hilchas Kilayim. Abaye said that regarding Sukkah and Movuy, that all or most of the halachis are chumras to have smaller amos. We use amos of just 5 tvachim. Kilayim, where all or most of the halachis there, the larger amos are the chumra. Therefore, we use kilayim of 6. We use amos of 6 tvachim. That was Abaye's opinion. Rava said that in all these three areas, sukkah, mavui, and kilayim, we always use the bigger amos, the 6 tvachim. Amos, but where it's a chumra to have a wider amma, we would use loose tfachim, and where it's a chumra to have a smaller amma, we would use tightly packed tfachim, which is that little bit smaller. That's the machlekas we saw Abaye and Rava, both in the name of Rav Nachman. And now the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. Meisvei, we're going to ask a question from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Kol amos sha'omru chachomim ba'amo bas shisho. All amos that the Chachomim spoke about are 6 tefachim. But again, they're not all identical. They're not all exactly alike. You have the looser ones, you have the tighter ones. But they're all 6 tefachim. So the Gemara says, Bishleim l'Rava, according to Rava, that's right. Because also Sukkah, also Kilayim, and also Movi are 6 tefachim. And it just depends, are they loose, are they less loose? Kiheicha de lahavion alolu seichakois valolu atzovois. Depending on the chumra, the kula, some are loose, some are tight. Elol Abaye, according to Abaye, how are we understanding this braisa? The braisa says all tvachim are 6 tvachim, just they're not all exactly the same. You, Abaye, said not that way. You said that sukkah and mavui, it's 5 tvachim, not 6 tvachim, only regarding kilayim, it's 6 tvachim. How are you, Abaye, going to explain this braisa? Omelocha Abaye, Abaye said, I'll explain it to you. Eima, amas, kilayim, ba'amo bas shisha. What does it say in the braisa? Kol amos she'omru chachomim ba'amo bas shisha. So Abaye says, read into the braisa, kol amos she'omru chachomim b'kilayim. This braisa is only talking about kilayim. Ask the Gemara, yeah, but you have to read the end of the braisa. That's very good. The beginning of the braisa, you can get away with that. Let's read on. Midikton is safer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is now either arguing or explaining, we'll see in a minute, but he's continuing and saying, Kol amos she'omru chachomim b'kilayim ba'amo bas shisha. All the amos of kilayim are 6 tefachim. Uvelvad she'lo yu mutzum tzomis. But there, since by kilayim, the larger the amma, the bigger the chumra, make sure that the 6 tefachim there are not, they're not exactly 6 tefachim, it should be loose 6 tefachim, not tight 6 tefachim. So from the fact that Shimon ben Gamliel says this, Michlal, we can deduce from there the Tana Kama Kol Amos Ka'oma. If Shimon ben Gamliel says that the Amos of the Chachomim B'Kilayim, then obviously the Tana Kama not talking just about Kilayim. If the Tana Kama would be talking about just Kilayim, then what's Shimon coming to add on the Tana Kama? Omar Lacha Abaye. Abaye says, oh, you've got Shimon ben Gamliel. What's Shimon ben Gamliel say? That the Amos of Kilayim are 6 Tvachim. What did Abaye say in the name of Nachman? That Sukkah and Mavui is 5 tvachim. The Amos are 5 tvachim. Kilayim, the Amos are 6 tvachim. That's exactly what Shimon ben Gamliel says. You're asking a question from me, how I'm going to learn the Chachomim who say, Kol Amos she'omru is bas shisha. But I'm following Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that only by Kilayim is 6 tvachim. Continues the Gemara. La Abaye, according to Abaye, that said that with Sukkah and Mavui you use Amos of 5 tvachim, and with Kilayim you 6 tvachim, tanoihi. That's clear that Abaye can only learn, follow Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, cannot follow the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama says, Kol Amos she'omru chachomim ba'amo bas shisha tvachim, ba'amo bas shisha. And that's simply not true according to Abaye. L'rova mi leima tanoihi. The question is that Rova, who said in the name of Rav Nachman, that also Sukkah, also Movi, also Kilayim, they are all 6 tvachim. So the Tana Kama works very well. Tana Kama say, Kol amos she'omru ba'amo bas shisha. The question is, can Rava also somehow be in agreement with what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, The Rishon ben Gamliel said that Kol Amris she'amru chachomim bekilaim ba'amo bas shesha. Is there any way that we can understand Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that when he says that the Amo of Kilayim is six Tfachim, it's not to the exclusion of Sukkah and Mavui, as if to say that with Sukkah and Mavui the Amo is of five Tfachim, and that would not be like Rava, but he would agree that Sukkah and Mavui might be six Tfachim, and he's coming to impress on some other detail. In which case, Rava would be in agreement of both Tanakama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the question of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar l'chorova, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel ha'osel ha'shminon amas kilayim lo yetzamtzim. No, the truth is that the Chachomim said that all amois are six tfachim, but shloyu muchuvonis, that they're not all the same. When do you use small amois? When do you use big amois? The Tanakhama don't say anything, don't tell us when. So for that, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that keep in mind, it's an area of kilayim where you should be loyet samtim. You should not use the smaller amos. You should use the larger amos. The tfachim should be loose tfachim. So all of Shimon ben Gamliel is doing is explaining the Tanakhama, that when the Tanakhama said shaloyu muchuvonis, that not all halachas are the same, he's explaining where they are different, and that follows exactly what Rava said. However, if that's true, there's a few words in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that need to be understood. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Kol amos she'amru chachamim bekilayim ba'amas bas shisha." All the amos that the chachamim used, they are by kilayim are six tfachim. Ubelvad shelo yumutzum tzomis, but they shouldn't be the tightly packed tfachim. If you, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, are actually agreeing with the Tanakhama that all amos are six tfachim, and all you're trying to impress is where you're supposed to use the tighter amos, why are you even talking about how many tfachim? Why are you saying ba'amas bas shisha? That's not the discussion here. Everybody agrees that all amos involved here are six. Why are you adding that on? According to Abaya, it makes a lot of sense. Abaya says that according to the Chachomim, all the Amois are six Tfachim. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. Sukkah and Mavui is five Tfachim each Amma, and Kilayim is six Tfachim each Amma. That's what Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to say. The Kilayim is six Tfachim in contrast to Mavui and Sukkah, which is five. But you, Rava, who are explaining that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is just explaining the Tanakhama, telling us in which areas of Halacha, the tighter ones are the Chumrah, why are you mentioning the number of Tfachim? That's what the Gemara asks. V'leima, why does Reb Shimon ben Gamliel not say Amas Kilayim lo yitzamtim? Ba'amo bas shisha, but these words that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is adding on, that there's going to be six Tfachim limutemai, to the exclusion of what? According to you, Rava, the way you're understanding Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, everybody holds that there's always six Tfachim. When is there ever an Amo of five Tfachim? Kont Abaya, it's Sukkah and Mavui. According to you, Rava, what are you coming to exclude? Lav, lemute amos sukkah v'amos movi? Can we not see again back to Abaya? Is it not clear from here that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is actually following Abaya, that he says that only kilayim are six tfachim and sukkah and movi have five tfachim in each amma? And then again, Rava cannot follow Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, loy, no. That's how Rava is going to explain. Tanakhama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel both agree that Mavui, Sukkah, and Kilayim all have six Tfachim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is trying to impress on us that by Kilayim use the tight Tfachim in each Amma. Why is he mentioning the six Tfachim? To tell us there are another type of area in Halacha altogether where there even I and all of us agree that over there it's the small Amois of five Tfachim. Even Rava will agree with that. Limu'utei Amas Yesoid v'Amas Soiviv. A new sugya. What's Amas Yesoid v'Amas Soiviv? Is as follows. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Mizbeach. In actual fact, there were two Mizbeachis. There was a Mizbeach outside, a very large Mizbeach. There was a Mizbeach inside, a smaller Mizbeach. And before continuing in the Gemara, let's try and have a picture in our minds, and you can all use, there's plenty of Gemaras out there with diagrams of the Mizbeach, but let's just outline what did the Mizbeach look like? What were the dimensions? So the truth is that there were in the height of the Mizbeach, there were seven measurements, all using amos. Some of them are the big amos, some of them are the small amos. So let's see like this. there was the base of the Mizbeach called the Yesoid, the foundation of the Mizbeach, the widest part of the Mizbeach, was one Amohai. And then there was a ledge, it went in, the Yesoid was an Amoh wide, it went in one Amoh. That's again, the second time we have an Amoh. An Amoh high, and then an Amoh the width of the Yesoid, and then the Soivev, which was the middle part of the Mizbeach, it went up, a wall of the Mizbeach continued up, five Amos. And then there was a ledge, one Amoh, that's called the ledge, of which was called the Soivev, one Amoh in, and then three Amos up, and then you're at the top, at the Mokim HaMarocha, which is where the fires of the Mizbeach were, and protruding from the four corners, you had corners sticking up, which were one Amoh high and one Amoh wide. Wide and breadth is an Amoh square. An Amoh by an Amoh by an Amoh. So here, we have six times Amos. One up, one across. Five up, one across. Three up, one across. And we have to know now which of these Amos were big, which ones were small. So the answer is that they're all, that they are, that generally speaking, we say that the Amos are big Amos, but there are some of these which are small Amos. Which ones are the small Amos? Are really in three brackets. One is the upright of the Yesoid. The first Amoh we mentioned, the first Amoh going up, that's a small Amoh. The Amoh going across was a big Amoh. The five Amos going up was a big Amoh. The Amoh going across now, at the top of the ledge of the Soivev, that was a small Amoh. The three Amos going up is, again, a big Amoh. The Keren, the corner itself, the height of the corner and the width of each corner, there was an Amoh each, and these were the small Amos. And that is what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to impress, that regarding Kilayim, we use the big Amos. Where are the ever small Amos? Because according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, at least how Rava understands him, Sukkah and Novi is also six Tvachim. Where do we ever have an Amoh of five Tvachim? These three areas of the Mizbeach. The upright of the Yesoid, the across of the Soivev, and the height and width of the Keren. Let's see that inside. Amas Yesoid, the Amoh of the base of the Mizbeach, the upright of the Amoh. And the Amas Soivev and the width of the Soivev, those are two of the three cases where it's a small Amoh. Tichsiv, and this is based on a Posuk. What does it say in the Posuk? Posuk in Yecheskel. Ve'ele midois ha-Mizbeach bo Amos. These are the midois of the Mizbeach in Amos. Amoh v'amoh tefach. And there's two ways of understanding what these words mean. Amoh v'tefach. Does it mean that all the Amos are six tefachim, which is an Amoh, a five tefachim Amoh plus a tefach? The way of saying six tefachim Amoh is by saying a five tefachim Amoh plus a tefach. So then that would mean that all the Amos are Amoh v'tefach. That means the Amos are an Amoh v'tefach, which is six, besides four, the ones we're about to mention now, v'cheika Amoh, etc. Or these three words mean Amoh of Amoh v'tefach means that the small Amoh of which a big Amoh is this Amoh plus a tefach, but we're talking about the small Amoh. And then the small Amoh is the three things we're about to mention. There's either way, we're about to mention three places where it's a small Amoh. The question is Amoh v'tefach talking about a small Amoh, which is the definition of these three, or is it the big Amoh, which is all the Amohs besides for these three? There's two explanations in Rashi here. Amoh v'tefach, V'cheik ha'omoh. The V'cheik is the base of the V'cheik ha'omoh is the base, the Amoh going up of the base. V'amoh roichav, and the width of the Soivev. Ugvulo al sfoso soviv zeres. And we'll have to see what all this means. Zeres ho'echod v'zeh gav ha'mizbeach. And that's the top of the Mizbeach. Means the translation would be v'amoh roichav u'gvulo, the border el sfoso, on the edge of the Mizbeach soviv, is zeres ho'echod. Zeres is actually a half an Amoh, And we'll have to see, where does half an umma come in here? We're going to say that regarding the corners, which are an umma cubed, that if you put a point in the center of any area of the corner, then from there to every edge is half an umma. And that's talking about the corners that are protruding from the top of the mizbeach. And the Gemara is now explaining this posuk. Cheik ha'amo, the base, the amo base, which is the small tefach, ze yisoid, is the upright of the yisoid, the height of the yisoid. V'amas roichav, when the posuk says that there's an amo of width, which is a small amo, ze soiviv, that's the amo going in the top of the soiviv. Ugvulo el sofa soviv, what's the gvulo, the borders at the edge? What do you have at the edges, on the corners of the border of the mizbeach? Elu kronos. These are the corners that there as well. The dimensions of the corners are the small amos. V'zeh gav ha-mizbeach, zeh mizbeach ha-zov. The gav ha-mizbeach is talking about the top of the small mizbeach, the mizbeach inside the heichal, and that mizbeach was an amma square by an amma. The amma square of that mizbeach was also the small amos. So the Gava Mizbeach is the top of the Mizbeach, but not the top of the big Mizbeach. It's talking about the top of the small Mizbeach, which again, these are the places where small Tfachim, where the small Amis are used, the five Tfachim Amis are used, and that's what Shimon ben Gamliel is saying. He says that by Kilayim, use thin six Tfachim per Amma, but the tight ones, and where you use five Tfachim, that's elsewhere, that's by the Mizbeach, as we saw now. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Omar Rav. Shiurin, measurements. Chatzitzin, which are separations. We know when you go into a mikvah, the water has to surround the person, the keli, the vessel, the utensil, whatever needs to be in the mikvah has to be totally submerged and covered by water. If there's a chatzitza, if there's any separation between the body in the mikvah and the water, then the tvila is invalid. Umachitzin, and partitions, halacha l'moishim misinai. These are not things that are explicitly written in Psukim. These are things that we have, Torah Shebal Perah, she says, we were given to it as an oral part of Torah directly through Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Now we're going to discuss the shiurim, the chatzitzin, and the mechitzin. Shiurim do'iraisehu. I don't understand. You're saying that the shiurim, halacha l'moishim misinai, most or almost all the measurements we know in Torah are learned from the Torah, from the Pesukim, not halacha l'moishim misinai. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Parashas Ekev, Eretz chita usoira, v'gefen uteino v'rimoin eretz zeis shemen udvash. The land of wheat, barley, grapes, the vines, teino the figs, rimoin the pomegranates, eretz zeis shemen, where olives from which oil is derived grow. Udvash is referring to honey or to dates that make honey. Says the Gemara, what do we learn from here? V'omer of Chonon, kol ha-posuk hazeh, this whole posuk l'shi'urin nemar, was that coming to teach us different measurements that we use in the Torah. Chito, take wheat. What halacha do we learn from wheat? L'gedetnan, this is to do with the Mishnah in the Goyim. Hanichnas lebeis hamanuga. If somebody goes, a Torah person goes into a home where the home has tzaras, to beis hamanuga, v'keilov, and his clothes al kseifov are not. He's not wearing his clothes. He's carrying his clothes on his shoulders. V'sandalov, and his shoes, v'taboisov, and his rings are not on his finger, on his foot, but in his hand. He's carrying them. Hu v'heim tmeim miyad. The halacha is, you go into a beis hamanuga, you become tamei straight away. Anything you're carrying becomes tamei straight away. However, the posuk says, this is another posuk that says that clothes, regarding wearing clothes, it says, ha'oichel b'bayis, yechabeis es begodov. If somebody eats in the house, then he has to wash his clothes, which means something that's called a clothes, it's only going to become tamei. They're only going to need to be put into mikvah if one ate, and we're going to see, it doesn't mean you actually have to eat in the Bayis Hamanuga, you have to be there long enough that you could have eaten a meal there. But that's only begodov. When is something defined as a cloth? Not when you're holding it, only when you're wearing it. So if you're holding your clothes, it's called kalov. When you're wearing your clothes, that's when it's called begodov. So if you're holding it, it's like any other object you're holding, it can become tamei straight away. If you're wearing your clothes, v'sandalov beraglov, and your shoes, your sandals are on your feet, v'taboisov be'etzboisov, and your rings are on your finger, it's considered like a cloth. An ornament is also considered a cloth. Hu tomi miyad, the person is tomi straight away. He went into a beis hamenuga. V'hein, but them, the pasuk says, the ha'oichel be'ba'is yichabis es begodov. His clothes are only going to become tomi if you waited long enough that you could have eaten them. They remain tohir until he stays. He remains in the house b'kdei achilas pras, as much as it takes, as long as it takes to eat a pras, which is half a loaf. But what type of a loaf? Paschitim. V'loi pasairim. It takes much longer to eat barley bread. You only have to be there long enough to eat wheat bread made of wheat. And then the clothes are going to be tummy. Mesav, we're talking about when you're eating, not just standing, but you're reclining. And eating, when you're reclining, a person typically takes longer to eat. Talking about reclining. Voichel belifton, and is talking about that he's eating it whilst dipping in some sauce. He's not eating the bread dry. As long as it takes to eat a loaf of bread, of chitim, reclined and dipping, you wait that long in the bais hamenuga, even the clothes become tomei. So since the bread is bread of wheat, not of barley, that's one of the measurements of the Torah. We learn it out from chita, it's wheat. Soira, what halacha do we learn from barley? Titnan, it's another Mishnah, etzem kesoira. A bone of a dead person is metame b'mago b'maso, by touching it or carrying it, moving it. But if it's just a bone the size of a kernel of barley, then it's only going to be tomei, not ba'oihel, but it'll be b'tomei b'maga or b'masa. If you touch a bone of a dead person, even though there's no flesh on it, and it's just the size of a sa'ira, kernel of barley, it's already, then it has the tumas mace. So that's halacha you learn out from sa'ira. Geffen. What halacha do we learn from the vine, from the grapes? Kedei revi'is yayin lenozer. We know that a nozer is not allowed to drink any wine or eat anything that comes from a vine. And if he drinks a revi'is of wine, then his nazirus has become nullified. He has to start counting his nazirus days again. And he's going to b'chayev malchus. If he does it, it's an avera. And if he does it with hasra, with being warned, with two witnesses, he's going to get malchus. Kedei revi'is yayin lenozer. So the halacha of nozer and malchus is a revi'is of wine. So you learn now from the geffen. Te'ena, what do we learn from a fig? Kegregrus, the size of a dried fig is the size loitzoas Shabbos, all food items. We saw this in Maseches Shabbos Tafayin Vov. Hamoitzi oichlin kegregrus, the amount, the measure of food that if you carry it, it's called a substantial act of carrying, is the size of a dried fig. Rimoin, what halachas do we learn from a pomegranate? Kedetnan kol kli balebatim shiurim kerimoinim. We know that a utensil can become tomei. There's many conditions, there's a whole maseches kelim for that. But once a kli, a utensil, can no longer be used for what it's supposed to be used, it loses its status of a utensil and it cannot become tomei, and if it was tomei, it will become tohir. So if you have a container, how big does the hole have to be that the owner will no longer want to use this utensil, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's just called a broken kli and is toir. So if this kli, he was using it for olives, and then suddenly there's a hole in it the size of an olive, is he going to throw it out? No, he's going to start using it to put something else in, something which is bigger size. It won't fall through the hole. The largest hole you have is a pomegranate. If a pomegranate, if a medium-sized pomegranate will fall through this kli, you cannot use it for anything. At that point, the balabatim, kol kli balabatim, once there's a hole in the kli, the size of an average-sized pomegranate, he totally disregards it, he throws it out, and it loses its status of a utensil. Eretz zeis shemen, what do we learn out from the zeis, from the olive? Eretz shekol shiureo kazesim, all the shiurim, all the measurements are all the size of a kazayis. Who doesn't know? Who hasn't heard of a kazayis? It's the size of an olive. Asks the Gemara, kol shiureo sol kadaitoch? How can you say all the shiurim? We've just now had a whole list of shiurim that are not zayis. Chitos, oira, gefen, rimoin, says the Gemara. Vayikahani Damron, Elohim Eretz Sheroiv Shi'ureo Kazesim. Eretz Yisrael is the land where most of the Shi'urim are Kazayis. Besides for those that we've mentioned here, the other Shi'urim are the size of an olive. So you learn that out from Kazayis. Dvash. What do we learn out from dates? Kekoyseves Hagasa L'Yom HaKippurim. We know that in order for a person to be Chayiv Koros for eating on Yom Kippur is if he eats the size of a fat date, Kekoyseves Hadako, eating that amount on Yom Kippur is Chayiv. So you see that all these Shi'urim are learnt out from the Pasuk. So how can you say Shi'urim Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? What part of this is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Answers the Gemara, V'tizbara Shi'urim Michtav K'sivi. Just a moment. Look again in this Pasuk. How does the Pasuk go? It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Chitos Oiro Gefen Te'en Orimon Eretz Zeis Shemen Odvash. Did you see any measurements there? Did you see any Halachas there? It's just telling us the different fruits that are growing in Eretz Yisrael. And it's true that each one, there's some halacha, some place, which is attributed to each of those fruits. But to say that the measurements are written in the Torah, they're not. Elo hilchasaninu, all the halachas we just mentioned, they're all halacha l'moshe m'sinai. V'asmechinu rabbonon akroi. It was interesting, the rabbonon, the chachomim, they noticed that all these halachas of halacha l'moshe m'sinai, put them all together, and you'll see that they are all from these seven species. Some halachas are chitos, some so'iros, some gefen, etc. But not that we learn it out from there. Where do we learn the Shi'urim from? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Let's move to chatzitzin, the separation between a person in the mikvah and the water. You're saying it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai? D'oraisininu. It's explicit in the pasuk. Explicit is learned from a pasuk. D'chsiv, v'rochat, it's called besori b'mayim. The pasuk says, v'ish kiseitzi menu shech v'azora, v'rochat b'mayim, it's called besori v'tomei ad ha'orev. So you see from there, let's see, the Gemara is now going to learn, how do we read this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Shaloi yehidova choitzit beinoi bein besori lemaim. When it says varochatz is kol besori, there's not allowed to be, there has to be, I imagine we learn out from varochatz, but it has to be that the water can reach every area of the body in the mikvah. Bamayim, when it says varochatz, bamayim is kol besori, what do we learn from the word bamayim? Bamei mikvah. Not that it has to be in a fountain in the sea of Mayim Chaim. No, it's allowed to be even in a mikveh, which is in a mukhnosim, which means in a collection of water that's still. That's what this pasuk is telling us, that the tumah that's mentioned in this pasuk, some tumahs you need to actually tevel in Mayim Chaim, in a spring. Over here, it's enough in a mikveh. That's what we learn out from Bamayim. Kol besori. When it says kol besori, then it's teaching us that your whole body has to be submerged in one go. Mayim shekol gufo ilabem. You can't put half your body in the water once and then turn over and put the other half of the body in. No. It's got to be all at once, and therefore the mikveh must be a size that's big enough that an entire body can go in. V'kamohen, how much is that? Amo al amo brum. Amo brum gimel. Amo is a square amo. The height of 3 amos of water, that's 3 meters, 3 amos cubed of water, that's as much as you need for a person to go in. The Shi'aru Chachomim, the Chachomim estimated it's mei mikveh arboim sa, mikveh has to be 40 sa of water. It's a measure of water. So what do we see from here? That the fact that shelo yehidav achoytzes bein basori lamayim is learned out from this posuk. It's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How can you say chatzitzin is halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Answers the Gemara, ki itzer chilchasa lesaroi. I may have thought that only besaroi, only his flesh, mustn't have a chatzitza. His hair, there's no issue of chatzitza regarding hair. And that's what I need halacha l'moshe m'sinai for. Ukadur Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, how do you know that maybe there's no chatzitza with hair? Who told you there is? And then you're saying you can't learn it from this pasuk, you learn halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Yes. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna taught us, Nimo achas kshuro chitzetes. If you tie, if there's a single knot, a single hair that's knotted with each other, with itself, you make a knot in a single hair, the knot is very tight, it's a chatzitza. It serves as a separation. It does not let the water in. Inside the knot, the water cannot penetrate. It's too tight. No one is suggesting that a single knot in a single hair would pasul a tefillah. But then it's called a chatzitza, and we have to learn the halachas of chatzitza. How much has to bother you, etc. But it is called a chatzitza, even though it's hair. Shalosh einon choyt tois. Everyone agrees that if you have three hairs, three strands of hairs that are knotted, that it's not choytzitz. That type of knot will never be strong enough and tight enough that the water cannot penetrate and reach all areas of the whole hair. Shtaim, if it's two hairs, ein yodea. There Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said he doesn't know. But either way, you see from Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that the concept of chatzitza applies even by Cyrus, by hair. Where did you learn that from? Not from the posuk of Rochatz, it's called Besore, he's talking about his flesh. So that's what you need the Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai for. Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't work either. Sarei nami doiraisahu. Even the fact that there's a concept of hair, of chatzitza by hair, is also learnt out from a posuk, not Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai. Titania, Verochatz is called Besore. When it says Verochatz es kol Besore, why doesn't it say that he's washing, he's bathing kol Besore, his whole flesh? What's S? S always comes to include something. S hatofel lebsori. There's something which is tofel. It's not the main part of a person's body. It's attached to his body. It's nitfal. It's an annex to his body. What's that? Vezel sar. It's the hair. So you see from the S of Arochas, it's called besori, that even hair has to be called besori, not allowed to be a chatzitza. So what's the Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai left for? Says the Gemara, Ki asoyi hilchasa. You know I need Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai to tell us some of the halachas of chatzitza. So you're right. In the Torah, we know there mustn't be chatzitza on the flesh. And we know there mustn't be chatzitza on the hair. How much? When? What? How? L'ruboy u'mi'utoy, the halachas that teach us that it depends on whether it's the majority or the minority of his body. U'lemakbid u'lesheinon makbid. And to tell us that it makes a difference how particular you are that chatzitza is on your body. Uchder Rabbi Yitzchok, Domer Rabbi Yitzchok, Dvar Torah, according to the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's what the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai is teaching us. Ruboy u'makbid olav chaitzitz. When is it chatzitza? Only if there's two conditions. Number one, it's covering most of the body. Number two, that he's particular, he's makbid. But if he's either doesn't care that this, let's say he's got some cement or some soil on his body, if it bothers him and it's on most of his body, it's a chatzitza. But if it doesn't bother him, even if it's on most of his body, or if it does bother him and it's just on a small area of his body, that's not called a chatzitza. Enough of his body, the water's coming to enough of his body, that min ha-teira, according to Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, the tefillah is a kosher tefillah. Ruboy u'makbid alav chaitzitz. The she'ene makbid alav. If he's not particular, if it doesn't bother him, ene chaitzitz, then it's not considered a chatzitza to the water, and the tvila is kosher. The gozru and the chachomim made a gezerah al ruboy she'ene makbid. If it covers most of his body, even if he's not makbid, but it's most of his body, why mishum ruboy u'maha makbid? In order you shouldn't get confused between most of your body having soil on it or having a chatzitza. When you are makbid or not makbid, the chachomim said if it's most of your body, it's always considered a chatzitza. Val miut hamakbid, if you have a chatzitza on a small area of your body but it bothers you, even though it's just the minority, the smallest part of your body, the chachomim said it's not kosher, the tefillah is pasul, mishum ruboy hamakbid. Because it's bothering you, you might not separate and differentiate between if it's bothering you when it's a little bit, or if it's bothering you when most of your body is covered. In order not to get confused, we say if it's ever bothering you, the tefillah is pasul. However, if it's also the minority of your body, and also you don't care, then it's kosher. Asks the Gemara of Ligzer, Nami al mi'utoi she'enei makbid. If it's also minority, also mi'ut, and also enei makbid, he's not particular about it, say over there also that the loy makbid, just in order you shouldn't get confused. Why don't you say it should also be a problem mishum mi'ut hamakbid? That means mi'utoi she'enei makbid should be osa because of mi'ut hamakbid. We said mi'ut hamakbid is a problem. So since there is a time that miut is a problem, which is miut hamakbid, according to the Chachomim, so say even miut she'enu makbid. Inami mishum ruboy she'enu makbid, or even when it's einu makbid, even though it's miut she'enu makbid, you should be machmir because einu makbid is sometimes a problem when it's ruboy she'enu makbid. So since you could get confused, say that miut she'enu makbid is also a problem. Says the Gemara, no. He guf a gzeira. Ruboy she'enei makbid, or miut hamakbid, themselves are just a gzeira. When you have any one of the problems, it's itself a gzeira, because Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai is only a problem. If you have both problems, also roiv, also makbid. If you have any one, it's a gzera. When you have neither, the nun, nekum, nigzer, gzera, we're going to make a decree to strengthen another decree that we don't do. Continues the Gemara, now let's move on to mechitzin. Partitions, walls. We know that a mechitza is 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim high is a mechitza. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that's what we saw before. Shi'urin, chatzitzin, mechitzin, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Ask the Gemara d'oraisa ninu. We have a posuk that tells us that 10 tefachim is considered a rishus. And therefore a wall, which is always encircling a rishus, if we have a proof that the rishus, an area, a domain, is 10 tefachim high, then obviously the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. It's not halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Where do we see that 10 tefachim is a domain? Do'omar mar oroin tisha. We know that the oroin was 9 tefachim high. It was 1.5 amos, and the amma of 6 tefachim, 9 tefachim. V'kapoires, the cover on top of the oroin was another tefach, is a tefach, hareikan, asoro. So that's 10 tefachim high. We know that the shechina was speaking to Klal Yisrael, or to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael from on top of the Kapoiris. And we also know in other places that the Shechina never went down below 10 Tfachim, because the Shechina never entered the domain of earth. So you see that 10 Tfachim, which is where the Shechina spoke from, that's called a domain. So if so, I know that Mechit says 10 Tfachim, I don't need Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Says the Gemara, Loi. Tzricha, I do need Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, L'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Omar, Amas binyan ba'amo bas shisha. He says that even though the amois used in the construction of the Mishkan, the kloim, the curtains, the poles, they were the amois of the binyan, were big amos, 6 tefachim. Amas kelim, however, the amois used for the kelim, bas chamisha, is 5 tefachim. If so, how high was the orin? It wasn't 9 tefachim high, it was 1.5 amois of 5 tefachim, or 7.5 tefachim. Add on the kapiras, another one, it's 8.5. The Shechina was not speaking from on top of there. So you can't learn from there, 10 tefachim is a domain. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, where you don't learn anything from the Oroin, how do you know that 10 tefachim is called a rishus? That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Ulur me'er do'oma kol amois hi hoyu beinonius. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that all the amois of the kelim were also 6 tefachim amois, and we already discussed previously why they're called beinonios, because there are amois that are even bigger than 6 tefachim, but we're not discussing that now. Is these 6 tefachim amois, ma'ikalamema, according to Rabbi Meir, that the oroin was 1.5 amois high of a 6 tefachim amma. So then you can learn from the oroin that a rishus, a domain, is 10 tefachim, and therefore mechitza is 10 tefachim. According to Rabbi Meir, what do I need the halacha l'moshe m'sinai for? Rabbi Meir, who asoyi, the hilcha said that halacha l'moshe m'sinai is used to teach us 3 halachas pertaining to walls. Not the height of the wall, no. Legud, which is good asik, which means, or good achis, an extension of a wall, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That when you have a wall, then you can extend the wall up, you can extend the wall down. Some of these halachas we're going to see later on in the Masechta, and in Masechah Sukkah and other places. But the concept of being able to virtually extend a wall, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Velovud, and when we have a gap of less than 3 tefachim within a wall, that it's as if it's closed, that's called lovud. If it's less than 3 tefachim, that's also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Or l'doifin akuma, the halacha that we mentioned previously, that when you have between the wall of a sukkah and the beginning of the schach kosher, you have roofing, schach posel of 4 amois, it's kosher because we pretend the wall is actually going up and bending over towards the schach, providing it's not more than 4 amois. If it's more than 4 amois, then you don't say that. Then we say that the schach is not attached to the wall and the sukkah is posel. And these 4 amois is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The concept of this halacha of seeing a wall as if it's bent, called doifen akuma, that is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So that's 3 halachas regarding mechitzos, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, even according to Reb Meir. Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.